Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. Today's guest is John Catsimatidis, a New York City billionaire who owns several supermarket chains, Red Apple Real Estate Group, United Refining Company, and most recently a purchase of the largest radio station in the city of New York, WABC, where you may have heard him on Sunday mornings with Cat's Roundtable. In addition to all that, he just came out with a book. It could be a little while ago, but we could talk about that too. First thing is to talk about, John, I think, is we've known each other for a long time.
At least 40 years, since Jerry Finkelstein.
I think so. And I've read some parts of your book, and mostly it's about taking chances when you're not sure and giving things a try. But I thought there is got to be a belief in the research that comes with something like that, because it's easy enough to try something and then fail if you don't know what the hell you're doing. So I thought to ask you, how do you propose to instill that in a reader?
Well, it's not always easy, but the reader has to understand that everything you do in life, there is risk. And if you don't want to take risk, then you cannot be an entrepreneur. So it's your choice. If you want to be an entrepreneur and try to make $1 billion, you got to take a little bit of risk.
Have you taken your own advice always, or have you sometimes missed them all?
I took my own advice many times. I remember when I took a really, really big risk and bought an airline. And it was a big risk because it had a terrible balance sheet. It eventually didn't make it because the airline business in 1983, 1984, was a disaster. People's Express had entered all the markets of all the airlines, and the weaker airlines didn't make it, except nobody told the rest of the airlines that didn't make it at the time that People's Express was a fraud, and they were cooking the books. So it was one of the, it goes down like with Crazy Eddie, and it goes down with People's Express, and if you cook the books, and the shareholders believe you, they keep buying the stock and feeding the pyramid.
Right. Well, I guess that's one way of doing it. If you don't get caught or something, you wind up in jail.
But what I did, I never bet the ranch. I would make a bet. I would make an investment that didn't hurt the overall company, but it was more money than I should have.
I remember when we first met, your main holding was with Christides, and since then, D'Agostino, and some...
We bought Sloan's, D'Agostino, Pantry Pride in Florida. We gave Ron Perlman the money to purchase Revlon. I'm not sure if that was a favor or not.
Now, you ran for mayor in 2013, mayor of the city of New York. And then threatened to run several times afterwards, but never did.
No, I only threatened to run the last few weeks. I ran that time, and now it's an unusual time where we have to decide if we're going to save our city and our state, or we're going to let it go down the drain.
What do you think the cause of that would be?
Well, the cause of it is what's happening in Albany. The woke culture. My good friend, Charlie Gasparino, who wrote the book, you know what the book says? Go Woke, Go Broke. And I'm giving him a book party next week in New York. And it is self-explanatory. It's, you know, we just had a police athletic league lunch with Bridget Brennan, talking about the crimes in New York, talking about the drugs in New York. This drug dealer killed 12 human beings, and he only got a year in jail. I mean, you know, some of these dealers, some of these bad people, they created 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 arrests, and they get out. So you have 8.5 million people in New York City. You have 3,300 bad criminals, repeat criminals. Why are the politicians supporting the 3,300 repeat criminals and not supporting the 8.5 million New Yorkers? So if I ran for mayor, my goal would be to support the 8.5 million New Yorkers, not the 3,300 repeat criminals.
Do you think you're going to make a run for it?
Time will tell. You know, I don't think Eric Adams, I don't think he's going to resign. And I don't think Governor Hochul is going to remove him. So I think we're just waiting and seeing.
Well, a lot of people are leaving his employ in the governor's mansion. How can he function if he doesn't have his people there?
Well, he's functioning right now. He just hired a new deputy mayor, Chauncey Parker, who's a very, very honest individual. Let's go day by day.
Okay.
I think Governor Hochul has made a demand on him. Put honest, hardworking people in place. The other thing that he has to do, he can't allow these people to work 3 days a week and pay them for full time. Go woke, go broke. Go to work. When I speak to children about my book, I said, you only want to work 3 days a week? You're going to be a failure in life.
You've been coming out to Quag for at least the 20 years that I've known you.
40 years.
40 years now. My God, the time does fly. And your whole extended family is welcome there, I know. And
I love the Hamptons. We host a breakfast every Saturday morning during the summer. You should be one of the speakers.
I did a couple of times, but and not lately. No, you want to invite me again? I'll be happy to come.
You're always invited. You don't need a formal invitation. You're always invited.
And what moved you to buy the radio station, WABC?
The opportunity came along, and I go back to WABC when I was going to high school. And I loved WABC. I loved Cousin Brucey. Cousin Brucey was the first person I hired. And I believe in getting the truth out. And I'm on every day from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock with my co-host, Rita Cosby. And we have Judge Weinberg in the studio. We have Governor Patterson in the studio. We have Ed Cox, the GOP chairman. We have Craig Eaton. So we have First Deputy Mayor Rudy Washington. So we have common sense Democrats, common sense Republicans. We yell at each other, but at 6 o'clock, we hug each other. And WABC, when I bought WABC, was number 28 in the metropolitan area or the tri-state area. And now it's number one AM station in the country.
Wow, it's really quite an accomplishment. Tell us about what you like to do when you come out. Why did you come out to the Hamptons in the first place? What brought you out here?
Well, some of my friends, I saw they had a home in Quag and East Quag. And I've never been to the Hamptons at that point. And I said, well, there's a life beyond New York City. So within, he showed me a good time at his home July 4th weekend, Mike Sherman. And his wife, Frances, and within 3 months, I signed a contract to buy a house.
And there you are. And then there you are till today. Do you plan on writing another book, or is that it for you?
We're in the process of writing another book. We wrote the first book. It was very successful. And you know who's buying the book? A lot of grandfathers for their grandchildren to show them how to become successful. A lot of mothers and fathers for their children, because they want them to have a chance and be successful. And Dan, people can get it besides Barnes & Noble and Amazon. They can get it on WABCradio.com, the book section. And if you order it from WABC, I will have it will be an autographed copy.
Wonderful. That's very, very nice.
I'm like Jerry Finkelstein. We always have a gimmick.
I know Cousin Brucey. Is he around anymore? Or he passed on?
Who's that?
Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey is working for us. He's on every Saturday night.
That's crazy.
Listen, we're not going to be accused of age discrimination. Cindy Adams is on every Sunday afternoon. She's 94 and a half or 95, and she's on at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoons on WABCradio.com. Cousin Brucey is 89. He's on every Saturday night from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So enjoy Saturday nights with Cousin Brucey.
You know, they say if you don't get sick, if you're a human, your lifespan will be about 110, 115.
And if you're Jewish, it's 120?
Yeah, women. The women get to be 120. And my reaction to that was, why, that's terrible. Why don't we just keep going?
I talked to Dr. Michalos, who's famous out there in the Hamptons.
Yep.
And there's a new gene that they found that turns on and off the genes that turns you off.
I see.
So let's see what happens in the future.
Sure. Anyway, talk about where you were born, and that's a wonderful thing.
I came from a little Greek island on the west coast, on the east coast of Turkey, along the Turkish coast, called Nisidos. It's a volcanic island, and my father worked for the Italian government. It's in the book, working for the Italian government for 17 years on his running a lighthouse. And when World War II was over, my father got fired because the Brits came down that were running Europe at the time, took away those Greek islands from Italy because they were on Hitler's side at that time, and gave those islands back to Greece. So my father went back to the island of Nisidos, met my mother, married her, and we came to America. Only in America, land of opportunity.
How old were you when you were brought here?
6 months old. Oh. My father was 6 months late and could not run for president.
What did he do when he got here? How did he support the family?
He had his two brothers here since the 1930s. And he went to work in Longchamp's restaurant on 42nd Street and Lexington Avenue. And he was a busboy. And because he spoke fluent Italian, on Saturdays and Sundays, he would go to Long Island City or Astoria, work as a waiter, being able to speak Italian in Italian restaurants. He had to work 7 days a week because the condition that they let him into the United States is his two brothers signed that if he can't pay the rent, they have to pay it. And he never wanted to be obligated to his two brothers.
So he did. And then
the same way migration is these days.
Yes.
You walk in, you get a credit card, you get a free room and board, and you can do whatever you want.
That's what's on the table right now, I think.
I think, what do we say? Go woke, go broke. And our city and our state and our country will go broke if we keep going that direction.
Do you follow baseball at all?
I love baseball. I'm a Yankee fan since my grandfather took me to my first Yankee game in Yankee Stadium in 1955. I was 7 years old. And you know what amazed me? How green the grass was.
Remember too. Did you hope and pray for a Subway Series this year?
I prayed for a Subway Series, and I was praying for the Mets, but yep. This year they screwed up. So we're gonna do the television networks will make more money because they're gonna fight coast to coast. The Dodgers versus the Yankees, like the old days.
Yes, right.
Yeah, our time.
My dad used to take me out to Ebbets Field, I loved it.
Yes, I loved it. You have one of those Frankfurters. Those Frankfurters always taste better at the ball game.
Yes, they do. And maybe I'll see you there. And thank you very much for being on my podcast. I appreciate it a lot.
Well, God bless you. God bless America. November 5th is a key date. We have to vote to make sure our country stays our country.
I agree with you.
God bless America.